Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balances and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
The Board of Directors, Management and Staff of Murondoy Incorporated wish you a safe and enjoyable holiday. We are extremely grateful to our sponsors and listeners for their loyalty over the past year, which has had its difficulties and achievements. As a nation, we dealt with a deadly pandemic and were challenged to be innovative and to create new norms. And so, Murondoy was able to celebrate our 14th year on air as the longest-running radio serial drama in Guyana and the Caribbean. Thank you for supporting our product, and we look forward to a safe and rewarding 2021 together. May God bless us all.
In our last episode, Coretta called Ignatius requesting money. Shelley answered, and they had a heated argument. Ignatius encouraged Alonso to focus on being meaningfully employed. Shelley and Alonso were chatting when Ignatius arrived and warned him about sitting too close to her. Right now, Myrtle and Catalina are talking.
Oh, Catalina, my heart is breaking for Marla and her children.
I tell you, Auntie Myrtle, it's a lot of wicked people in this world.
What's his name again?
Harry. Marla said I can't find him. And the churn of fat was waiting to shoot his tail.
And that poor man, just back from cancer treatment. I can't imagine the stress he's under.
Yes, because he can feel the most guilt. And at the end of the day, this thing happened right under his nose. In his house, and is his brother.
Father, take control.
Anyway, hopefully the little counseling will help them children. Now we understand why both of them did behave in the way they were.
You know, a lot of young people suffering in silence because of sexual abuse. Sometimes they feel so alone. They don't have anybody to talk to. They blame themselves.
Yeah, that's what Mala say, you know. She says she's more afraid for Kimal because he's overwhelmed with shame.
Children shouldn't have to go through things like this.
And the coward gonna hide.
I hope they're fine.
I won't be surprised if he got back to America, you know. Because he know your brother gonna kill you.
Mommy, Auntie Mortal, kitchen smelling good, man.
You should be helping us to season some meat. Not just wait and feed at all the food Christmas Day.
Just tell me what you want me do, but not right now. What y'all think about this shot?
Mm-mm. Where you going?
I hope he going to lime in the yard.
I just going over by my girlfriend, man. She family having a little Christmas Eve get together.
Denzel, you should be careful here. COVID ain't gone away.
The best thing anyone can do right now is stay home.
Auntie Myrtle, you know I'm one of the most cautious people around. I will be wearing my mask all the time and physical distancing.
Even from the girlfriend?
Oh, mommy. It's my girl, man.
Oh, and the girl we're still to meet properly.
The new year.
I don't understand why you hiding this girl, you know.
I just want to make sure that we solid before she start coming around the family. And y'all want anybody over here with everything that going on with COVID?
Well, you have a point. Just don't let her pop up here pregnant.
Auntie Mortal, you matter what. I ain't taking them chances at all. For me, it's education, marriage, and then children.
Good boy.
You raised you right.
Oh, that's me.
Girlfriend?
No. Actually, it's Kavita. Please excuse me. Hi.
I wonder if Denzel knows that Kavita told Mala everything.
I'm sure she told him.
Yeah. They seem to be very close.
To the point it worries me sometimes.
Oh, well, you know Denzel could be trusted.
Yeah, but still. You know people jump to conclusions. Kavita and Kimal were already abused. I don't want anybody to think Denzel is a pedophile by hanging around a 15-year-old girl.
But we know our boy.
Anyway, maybe it's a good thing Kavita and Kimal back with their father now.
Yeah, hang in there, all right? I'll touch base with you later. Yeah, bye.
Everything okay?
She ain't doing the well, man.
Yeah, we know.
Oh, Mala told you?
Yes, son.
It's so messed up, mommy. I mean, she told me months ago, but begged me to keep the secret. Kimal was so angry with her.
This is so sad.
You know how many times I wanted to call Mala and tell her what was really going on? But at the end of the day, I made a promise to Kavita.
Yeah. In cases like these, it's best to respect the wishes of the victims. Sometimes they tell Mala and one of them children they end up hurting themselves because they weren't ready.
But there's a thing, mommy. I'm worried about Kimal. Kavita said he hasn't been talking. Just lock up in your room smoking all day.
My goodness.
And what the father saying about all this?
Like he ain't really sure what to do. Kavita said his whole focus is on finding their uncle.
She told you anything about the counseling?
Yeah, she said that they had one session so far. It's virtual.
Well, COVID. So that's expected.
I really hope they make it through this.
I really hope they find that bastard. Because he needs to go to jail for what he did to them two children. Spoil Mala whole Christmas.
Yeah.
People like them need no trial. You know they're guilty.
How can a big man look on little children and think to harm them like that? How can you be aroused by children?
How, Auntie Mortal? How? It's a sick world we're living in.
Yeah, and it's too many people allow people they know to get away with this stuff.
Sometimes families cover up these issues.
I'm still wondering how the father didn't suspect anything.
Good question.
Well, Kavita said he's always busy.
But too busy not to see that something was wrong with his own children?
That is why parents must pay more attention to their children. Talk to your children. Let them know that they can tell you anything. Sometimes the signs are right there.
Does it?
Yeah.
So,
what?
Oh. What?
Look at baby Hannah. Come to Auntie Markle, baby.
Well, Alexis and Malachi, y'all nearly give me a heart attack here today.
Alexis, you put on a little weight, girl.
Everybody putting on weight with this coronavirus.
We just wanted to surprise you guys.
Mommy, I know you tell us not to come, but I really miss home. And it's nothing like a Guyanese Christmas.
All right, we understand all of that. But what about COVID?
We take tests before we left and when we got to Guyana.
We've actually been here more than a week.
What? Yeah, we just decided to quarantine for a bit.
I am happy to see you. But I'm still concerned that you flew with Anna in such a frightening time of COVID.
Well, Auntie Myrtle, they're already here.
And I swear we did everything we had to make sure we were all safe. I just missed y'all so much.
Oh, we miss you too, sis.
Every day, babes.
And especially this sweet little baby here. Malachi, this child is everything to you.
Yeah, that's what mom says.
Yes. I really thought she looked like Alexis when she was born.
This has changed up as they grow, man.
Hey, Denzel, you looking sharp, bro.
Thanks, man. You don't look too bad yourself.
You know I try, man.
Mommy and Auntie Myrtle, you have to see all the nice clothes I bring back for y'all. And perfume. Mommy, I bring some brand name makeup for you too.
As if I've beaten up my face for getting anywhere in this coronavirus season.
Malachi, please bring in the suitcases, babe.
No problem, hon.
I'll help you, bro.
Hey, it's so good to be back in Guyana.
Alexis, that you look good.
And Malachi looked happy, too.
Yeah, mommy. Since we started marriage counseling, things are really going well. I'm so happy.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Father. And I'm glad you guys be safe.
So how long y'all staying?
Malachi said till March. He doesn't really like winter.
This Christmas just got better.
Denzel, what's going on, bro? Alexis is telling me that she has a sister-in-law.
Nothing so serious, Malachi. But yeah, I've been talking to this girl for a while now.
Hey, the streets look different. What am I missing?
Well, the Guyana Power and Light did some upgrades. So we now have new poles and transformers and so on.
Ah, that's it. That's the electricity company, right?
Yeah, it's the Power Utility Upgrade Program. It's basically upgrading the network.
That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, so they've been changing meters, putting in new transformers, planting new poles, everything new, man.
Yeah, I could see the difference. Hey, what kind of wood is that they use for the poles?
Oh, that's Wallaba poles.
Wallaba?
Yeah, buddy. There's a special kind of wood we got here in Guyana. It's a hardwood.
Nice. I figure these poles will last a few decades then.
Most likely.
Hey, it's nice to come back to Guyana and see new things happening, you know?
And with this new upgrade, we should have less things like blackouts.
Oh, don't remind me about those blackouts. Takes some getting used to when you're not from here.
Well, don't worry, man. I'm quite sure during this trip you're not going to experience any. Not only because we got this new upgrade, but GPL did promise us no blackouts during the Christmas season.
Well, that sounds awesome. Time to party!
Yep, but we still got to remember that COVID ain't gone nowhere. So all precautions are in place.
No need to remind me. Masks, sanitizers, and physical distancing.
Merry Christmas from NCN Radio.
Sister
and
Patsy, really? That's what you called me for?
Well, I said Alexis must bring little ham and turkey and so. Yeah, I must love to share your bread, you know.
You know, you... Look, I'm not going to allow you to upset me on this good Christmas Eve day.
This is the season to be jolly, Sister Mortal.
I have things to do, Sister Patsy. Be blessed.
Hold on.
Lady, what you want?
So, Alexis come with Simon, son?
Well, Malachi is her husband.
But how I hear the British in America? They make her back?
That is how you live for, Sister Patsy? To gossip?
No. I just live for the men them to Sister Mortal. Don't forget the part.
And yet you are spending Christmas alone.
Auntie Myrtle, this is why I had to come back home. The pepper pot and garlic pork smelling lovely.
Sister Patsy, bye.
Wait. It's Alexis. Let me say hello to Shana.
Alexis, do you want to say hello to Sister Patsy?
No.
I hear she. It's just some of them that go to America and forget where they come from.
Sister Patsy, please don't call me again for nonsense.
Is what she saying there?
At least she ain't come back as a whole yank.
Bye.
Keep all your turkey and ham, man. I should choke on it.
Enjoy your Christmas, Sister Patsy.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.